Hey, are you ready to change your life? If the answer is yes, there's only one rule. You have to change your mind first. And my friend, there's a place where the neuroscience of how your mind works smashes together with faith and everything starts to make sense. That place is called self-brain surgery. You can learn it and it will help you become healthier, feel better, and be happier. And the good news is you can start today.
Thanks, Lisa. Hey, so glad to have you listening today. I'm Dr. Lee Warren, and I live in Nebraska in the United States of America with my incredible wife, Lisa, my father-in-law, Tata, and the super pups, Harvey and Lewis. I'm a neurosurgeon and an author, and I'm here to help you harness neuroscience, the power of your brain, faith, the power of your spirit, and good old common sense to help you lead a healthier, better, happier life. Listen, friend, you can't change your life until you change your mind, and I'm here to help you learn the art of self-brain surgery. To get it done, you can get the show notes and more at drleewarren.podbean.com. That's drleewarren.podbean.com, and if you'd like the show, please subscribe so you never miss an episode and tell your friends about it. If you tell two or three friends this podcast was helpful to you, imagine how much good we can all do around the world together. I'm Dr. Lee Warren, and I'm here to help you change your mind so you can change your life. Let's get after it.
Good morning, my friend, and I hope that wherever you are okay. And have been hearing from lots of people, and we've been personally experiencing lots of things that there's some anxiety around right now. There's anxiety, there's fear, and whenever that's happening, the spirit of the enemy is at work, and the Lord wants us to have a way to fight that. And so I'm going to bring a little bit of scripture. We're going to pray about how to manage anxiety and fear and help you deal with this. But we're also going to go, one of my go-to worship songwriters when I'm stressed and feeling anxiety is Matt Redman. We've got his song, We Praise You, that'll get us in a quiet time this morning, and then we're just going to pray. So we'll start with Matt Redman, We Praise You. Father, for that. We have so many things in life that make us feel anxious and afraid, and faith is the weapon that will silence the enemy when he's in your ear. And I just want to give you a couple of things to think about. First of all, in Isaiah 46, God says, I am ready to set things right, not in the distant future, but right now, Isaiah 46, 13. See, he's working to square things away for you. And he does things, God does a lot of things that seem strange all throughout the Old Testament. Did you know there's three different places where he says that God will whistle? Zechariah 10:8, I will whistle for them to gather together, for I have redeemed them. When he needs his people, he whistles for us. In Isaiah 5:26, he will lift up a standard to the distant nation. I will whistle for it from the ends of the earth, and it will come with speed swiftly. When God's ready to make something happen, he'll give us a little whistle, and it'll happen. Isaiah 7:18, in that day the Lord will whistle for the fly that's in the remotest part of the rivers of Egypt and for the bee that's in the land of Assyria. God is in control, my friend, of every part of his creation. And when he's ready, he'll hey, come on here. It's time for this to get done. Like when I call Harvey and Lewis, he'll just whistle and some amazing thing will happen. God is not out of control. Go back to Isaiah 46, starting in 9. Remember the things I've done in the past. Remember, I told you before, hope is a verb and it moves on the memory and the movement. You remember what God's done and you take some kind of action to step towards it. He says, remember what I've done in the past. I alone am God. I am God and there is none like me. Only I can tell you the future before it even happens. Everything I plan will come to pass, for I do whatever I wish. Now, check this out. This is, again, Isaiah 46, and now in verse 11, I will call a swift bird of prey from the east, a leader from a distant land to come and do my bidding. I have said what I would do, and I will do it. You get that? God can whistle and call flies and bees. He can call birds. He can call people. He will get his work done. There's nothing he can't do. I'm going to do an episode probably tomorrow where I'm going to go through scripture and try to pull out all these different weird, amazing things that God has done to solve problems for his people. There's a story in the New Testament when they needed to pay their taxes. Jesus says, cast the net over there and pulls a fish out with a coin in its mouth that they need to pay the taxes. There's a story in the Old Testament about a woman who was worried about her son starving to death, and the prophet gave her a jar of oil that never ran out so she would never run out of food. There's a story about the prophet losing his axe head in the water, and God made the axe head float. There's a story about dead bones in the desert. He calls them to life and makes an army to solve a problem. There's just story after story after story where God whistles or roars or calls something to action and takes care of a problem when it seemed to be no way. He makes a way. And so, friend, that's where you can deal with your anxiety. You know this God that you have is ready to set things right, not in the distant future, but right now. I'll put these scriptures in the show notes eventually, not this morning, but I'll get to it. And don't forget, another thing in Psalm 94, starting in 9, does he who fashioned the ear not hear? Does he who formed the eye not see? God sees your problems. He hears your prayers. He made your ears and eyes, and he's not going to stop listening and seeing. He's not going to. He knows that you are going through what you're going through, and he's going to be there for you. And going on, this is Psalm 94 and 18. When I said, my foot is slipping, your unfailing love, Lord, supported me. When anxiety was great within me, your consolation brought me joy. So when we feel like we're slipping, we just have to remember what Dane Ortlund said on the last episode of the podcast. If you haven't heard that yet, go back and listen to it. He said, your job is not to get on the ladder or on the treadmill and try to get closer to God to make him more pleased with you before he'll finally accept you. Your job is to fall into his arms and let him handle your burden. And David says it right here. My foot is slipping, but God's going to catch me. My anxiety was great within me, but he brought me joy. Friend, we have this God who solves problems, even when it seems impossible. And sometimes it feels like everything we're doing doesn't matter, like it's too hard, it's too late and too far, as my granddaughter Scarlett said on her first day of preschool when Lisa asked her, how's it going today? And she said, I can't talk about it, Missy. It's too late and too far. And that's how we feel. But don't forget this. Paul finishes the book of 1 Corinthians, and at the end of chapter 15, he goes on one more chapter, but almost at the very end, 1 Corinthians 15:58, Paul tells us, so, my dear brothers and sisters, be strong and immovable. Always work enthusiastically for the Lord, for you know that nothing you do for the Lord is ever useless. Friend, let that speak into your anxiety this morning. That's where I'm at. I'm going to pray about it. We're going to listen to Eileen and Tommy Walker's song, Rest, and that's going to be our prayer time for today. I hope you go to church and get with your people today. Get with the Lord's people. Take communion. Calm your spirit. Have a day of rest and get ready for a new week. Let that anxiety settle on the fact that the God who knows you and sees you and made your eyes and ears is always ready to cause something to happen to take care of you, and He is not stopped. He is not dead. He is not gone. He is still out there working for you. So be strong and immovable. Father God, thank you for this day. We praise you and we give you our anxieties and our fears and our stresses, and we ask you to come into them and speak into them and whistle for some amazing thing to happen if it's necessary. But we want to just fall into your arms. We're sorry that the enemy has convinced us that we have to earn it, because you're right there waiting for us to just rest in your presence. And then you'll help us do the work that you need done. But we need to get in your arms when we feel scared and afraid, and you're solving these problems. We give you our anxiety over Afghanistan and over the government and over leadership. We give all of that to you because we know that you are in charge. We are not to fret or be afraid or be guided by a spirit of fear, but to be filled with your power and your spirit. We need your help today, Father. On all those who are starting new jobs, who are dealing with chemotherapy, who are in the hole because they've lost their marriage, who have children that have gone astray or grandchildren that they need to be reconciled with, for all those who are going through divorce, all those who are dealing with moving and the stress of getting older and health problems and just all the things that are happening, Father, we give them all to you. And we know that when you're ready to act, you are going to act. And we give it complete trust. We're going to rest in you with our friends Tommy and Eileen Walker. We're going to let them minister to us as we go out today. We love you, Father. We ask you to come and minister to us today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Oh, I'm resting in your love for me. I'm resting in your sovereignty. I'm resting in your faithful arms, oh God. Oh, I'm resting in your plans for me. That they're all for good, not to harm me. I'm resting in your promises, oh God. And I don't have to worry. No, I don't have to fear. Because I know who you are, Lord. I know your Father's heart. Promises, oh God.
Hey, thanks for listening. The Dr. Lee Warren podcast is listener supported. Check out patron.podbean.com/Dr. Lee Warren. That's patron.podbean.com/Dr. Lee Warren. Patrons and partners get free books, transcripts, special patron only episodes, and more. And partners like you allow us to stay ad free and keep growing. Please subscribe to the show so you automatically get every episode. And if you like the show, you'll love my weekly letter. Check out my writing at drleewarren.substack.com. drleewarren.substack.com. Get the free newsletter every week for my best prescriptions for becoming healthier, feeling better, and being happier through the power of faith and neuroscience smashing together via self-brain surgery. drleewarren.substack.com. And if you need prayer, go to the prayer wall at wleewarrenmd.com/prayer. The theme music for the show is Make Us One by Tommy Walker, graciously provided for free by the great folks over at tommywalkerministries.org. Check it out and consider supporting them. tommywalkerministries.org. Remember, you can't change your life until you change your mind. And the good news is you can start today. I'm Dr. Lee Warren. I'll talk to you soon. God bless you, friend. Have a great day.